Visiting is at the heart of Christmas. In the birth of Jesus, God became a guest in God's own world. What an amazing truth that is. The familiar Bible stories which will be told and retold again this Christmas in churches, schools, homes, and on television and radio will remind us of many other visits too. Gabriel visits Mary. Mary visits Elizabeth. The angels visit the shepherds. The shepherds visit the Holy Family. The Magi come from distant lands following a star to visit the newborn king. Some of those visits were long planned, others happened spontaneously. Whether or not we feel organized and ready for Christmas now, there is a place for everyone at the manger. In these first 6 months in our roles as President and Vice President of the Methodist Conference, Lorraine and I have also been doing lots of visiting. Between us, I think we've been in around 25 different districts for one reason or another. Lorraine has also been to Fiji and Uganda. I've been to Ethiopia and earlier in the year to Russia. We think we've slept in around 50 different beds in total. We're both so grateful for the hospitality shown to us and the generosity of individuals, churches, circuits and districts who have always made us feel welcome, who've always ensured that there is room at the inn. Often there have been special little touches to make us feel at home. Decaffeinated coffee for both of us, for example.
Already during this year, we have made new friends, spoken with many of our Methodist people, had some challenging and wonderful conversations, visited churches and cathedrals, holiday camps, food banks, palaces, new buildings, historic buildings, homes, shopping centres, new urban villages, rural villages, and so much more. And very recently, we joined in with a brilliant 3-Generate weekend in Southport. I loved every minute and learned so much about how our children and young people, all 1,200 of them, from all around the connection, have so much to offer us and how they want to change the world. They were wonderfully prophetic, which was the theme of the weekend, as they made their voices heard and talked about the things they believed God was calling them to and how God was moving through them in the world today. They were truly inspirational. I stood in awe and admiration. That visit has changed me. So together we want to reflect a little further on this idea of visitation as we share greetings with you this Christmas. The former Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Coggan, said, "When God intends to make something wonderful, he begins with a difficulty. When he intends to make something very wonderful, he begins with an impossibility." I often think about the visit which started off the whole story. Gabriel was sent to Mary in Nazareth and wonder what it might have been like from Gabriel's point of view. On a very dusty, humid day in late April, I found myself standing outside a simple home as I just sort of landed in front of Mary. She looked nervous and afraid and backed away. "Don't be afraid. I bring you greetings." I sounded a bit like a tape message. So I lowered my voice and changed the script a bit. "Mary, love, you're going to have a baby." Now, I know this is a bit of a shock. She looked horrified. "This baby is very, very special, and it's God's son." By this time, she was as white as sheep, but I ploughed on. "Mary, you have been especially chosen." I knew what that felt like. Boy, was this hard. I was beginning to wonder if she'd ever speak to me. "God has chosen you to give birth to his son. You're a special person. You're precious to God." And at that moment, the whole atmosphere changed. And at last she spoke, this young girl, this vulnerable, frightened person spoke, and her voice was soft and gentle. "Me? Chosen? Why?" Of course, we know how this story continues. That visit changed the course of history as Mary found the courage to accept her role. Praise the Lord.
Perhaps not quite so dramatically, but at a different level, every visit has the potential to change things. Making each visit count, making each visit special, learning and sharing something significant in each place is part of the joy and challenge of our year, but perhaps also part of the joy and challenge of this season for all of us. As we receive visitors, can we show the grace and openness that Mary showed? And as we visit others, can we do so with the care of the Magi? Christmas might also be a good time to make an unplanned visit, perhaps to someone who'll be spending time on their own or in hospital. Let's do that with the enthusiasm of the shepherds. As we all reflect on the visits we have made in this last year in the light of the Christmas story, I find myself thinking about a shepherd I met on a remote mountainside in Ethiopia in August. Through the work of All We Can and their partner organisation on the ground, he was now rearing a different breed of sheep, which was more profitable. This meeting had a timeless quality about it. It was not difficult to imagine angels appearing, good news being announced, a journey into the nearest town ensuing. And again, I felt wonder and joy at the ordinariness which runs through the extraordinary story of the birth in Bethlehem. No one was excluded then. No one should be excluded now. The shepherd, Gretachew, told us that he was also a part-time priest in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. "You're a shepherd and a priest," I asked. He nodded. "A bit like Jesus," I suggested. He beamed.
This Christmas, our prayer is that you might visit the manger once more and know in your hearts the coming of the Christ child, to worship and hear again this fantastic story of incarnation, of joy and of wonder, and give thanks for this marvellous gift, and that we might all through the visits we make and receive change the world. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem, come and behold him, born the King of angels, O come let us adore him, Christ the Lord.